Hey everybody, so this is a video for how to build the caged octahedron. Now the cube frame looks a little bit different than how it did in the first video, but this one's a little bit stronger and honestly it looks almost exactly the same. So to get started, you need 8 of these, which are what you're going to use to build the cube frame. The way you do those is by taking stacked rings of 11 magnets, and for each piece you need a stack of 6 rings. And what you do is you cut them up into 3 stacks of 2. You flatten them out into long straight pieces. And now a note here is that you want to be careful with the polarity of these, because you'll notice that unlike most of the long straight pieces I use, the points on the end actually end up on opposite sides. So you don't want to get your polarities mixed up. But all you do is you take 2 of them and add them together like that. And then the third one, also like that. And you bend them around toward each other like that. That's it. That's all you have to do for those. Pretty simple. You also need 4 of these, which are stacked rings of 6. And they are stacks of 6 rings. Then lastly, what you're going to need to build is a solid octahedron. And that's a little bit more complicated, but that's what I have laid out here. What you want to start with is a regular hexagon, which is all this is just a flat hexagon. Everybody knows how to make these. 5 on an edge, and just fill in the hole in the middle. Then what you want to do is, if you consider 2 adjacent edges of this, you're going to make a triangle where one side is 1 shorter than 5, so 4, and one side is 1 longer than 5, so 6. So you want to make something that is what I have here, 6 magnets, 4 magnets. You need 2 of those. Then you need to continue, make the long side 1 longer and the short side 1 shorter. And so you get 7 by 3. You need 2 of those. Then you continue to do the same thing and make the long side 1 longer, the short side 1 shorter. You get 8 by 2. And you need 2 of those. And then the last things you need over here, which you're going to save till the end, are just, they also have 2 magnets on the short end, but they're 1 shorter on the long end. So these are just 7 by 2. And you also need 2 of those. And then you also need just 6 extra magnets. And so what you do is you start with this one here, the 8 by 2. And you're going to stack them successively. So you go this one, then this one, then that one, then that one. And then you work your, then you work back the other way. Then this one, then this one, then this one. So I'll show you here. You start out just like that. You fold it down until it's just like that. Now you do the same thing with the other 5 layers. And now you're left with something that looks almost like a solid octahedron, but still a little bit on the flat side. So what you do is you take these and you do the same thing where they're meshed in here, but because it's a little bit shorter, it's going to create little kind of square holes there. And I'll show you what to do with those in a minute. But now you do the same thing to the other side with this other piece. Just like that. Now you want to take these 6 extra magnets and just put 1 on each of the corners. And there you go. Now you want to take one of these stacked rings of 6 and add it onto the center of one of these. triangular faces. And there's one where it will fit very strongly. This one. The rest of them, it won't fit very strongly, but, you know, unfortunately, that's how this works. Just like that. And then what you want to do is you want to kind of press down on the ends of this until it snaps down into a triangle on the end. Then you want to take one of these and kind of add it to where this triangle will fit in here. Just like that. Now, you want to take another one of these, fold it up into a triangle, and add it on one of the sides here. Now, you'll notice that this doesn't fit as strongly as it did on the one side where it fits best. It's just because of the way the magnets are polarized inside of this. There's one where it fits strongly, and then the rest of the sides it doesn't fit great. But it still works. So you do the same thing here. The way you attach the two edges together, though, before you set it down, is you see the two point magnets out on the end? You kind of let them come to the side of each other, and you push them, and they pop together. They form one long, uninterrupted, straight piece. And now you do the same thing with this side and this side with the spokes. And that's it for the bottom part. You can set it down there. And now lastly, you want to take the four of these and just attach them together to make the top half of it, and the only difference being that you don't need to worry about the spokes. And there you go. The top's a bit wobbly, but you can kind of just make sure it's positioned right. And that's how you build the caged octahedron. And you could add more spokes up here if you want to, but you don't really need to. There you go. That's all there is to it.